98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev.
What have you got in your bag of tricks this morning?
A few bits, Brendan.
Yeah,
first up, Charlie XCX is set to star in a new movie.
Go on.
I did see reports that she could be doing Narnia. A remake of Narnia.
Yeah,
but this
yeah.
is different, right?
Yeah.
She is playing a promising singer set to hit the big time in a movie called The Moment.
Oh, this sounds right up our street.
She is The Moment. Insiders told The Sun that the script is autobiographical.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by Charlie's success with her sixth studio album, mm-hmm. Brat. And to make it even more obvious, Charlie is playing a lead singer. Or sorry, Charlie is playing the lead character who's called Charlie.
Okay, great. On the nose.
Oh, gas. She's been spotted filming around London this week. So I don't know when that's going to be out, but
yeah.
I'd say it'll be good.
I'll give it a watch.
Back home, a Hollywood actor has been spotted in Wicklow.
Who this time?
The Garden of Ireland. Jason yep. Statham.
Oh, I love Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason is shooting a new action thriller here in Ireland. He was spotted filming outside the Clock Tower in Enniskerry for the movie, which also stars Bill Nighy and Naomi Ackie.
Who does the PR for Enniskerry? Because it gets all the movies.
I have to say that when it was transformed for Disenchanted.
For Disenchanted.
Like 10 out of 10.
The movie that we star in.
Yeah.
We are in it.
What a random claim to fame.
Yeah.
The back of your head is in Disenchanted twice. I'm not really in it.
The side of your hair is in it.
I was cut. I didn't have the range. Jason was spotted in Poppies. You know, the little calf.
Oh, little calf. Yeah,
gorgeous.
Calf.
Great sandwiches.
Love a calf.
So Jason posed for pictures with two staff members in Poppies this week. Next up, in case you missed it, something I'm so excited about is the sequel to Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
The trailer's been released. Lindsay Lohan is back, as is Jamie Lee Curtis and Chad Michael Murray in Freakier Friday. Get ready for more strange body swaps after a trip to a fortune teller.
Oh, that's interesting. Your lifelines. It's like they've intersected before. You've walked in each other's path.
How strange.
Really? You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Oh my God!
What was that?
Oh no, not again.
What's happening?
It's all right.
Who's in my body?
It's okay, it's me, Harp, it's Mom.
Wait, what?
If you're me and I'm you, then who is that?
I'm Grandma, sweetheart.
Looks like a Birkin bag that's been left out in the sun to rot.
I cannot wait to watch that.
So fun.
Oh, just pure nostalgia.
Yeah.
I remember going to the cinema, the Ormond Cinema in Stillorgan, and seeing that for the first time, my two friends. Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Freakier Friday's out in cinemas in August. Finally this morning, the finale of Severance airs tomorrow. I need to get on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Stiller has revealed that fans aren't going to need to wait 3 years for the next season of the show. He was on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey.
They need to be getting all the guests.
Oh, they really do. And Ben said that they're going to be announcing some exciting news about the new season very soon.
Okay.
So watch that space. Meanwhile, Ben also stopped by The Late Show with Stephen Colbert this week, and he revealed that he loves watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
A man after your own heart.
Ben says he watches it all the time with his daughter. Now, I have been trying to get our Brendan to watch this show for years.
No, you have, yeah.
But you said that you're a bit intimidated by
how much there is.
Yeah, there's so many seasons, so many episodes. Well, Ben Stiller says that he started at season 7 or 8 with his daughter.
Okay.
And here he is explaining what's going on at the moment. Whet your appetite.
Sell me. Well, I mean, it sells itself. It's these people's lives, and it's Kyle and Mo. You know, what's going to happen there? I hope. I don't know. Are we rooting for them to get back together? It seems like she's happy on her own, and he seems to be doing his thing.
Yeah.
PK and Dorit? I don't know.
Mm.
You know?
Well, if you don't know, then I have no clue.
What's weird is that PK has reached out to Kyle. Have you heard about it? Which is a little bit strange.
Do people, you guys know about this?
No, I just don't know if that's, But I'm happy that Erica Jane is finally feeling like herself again.
See, I know all of these names from you telling me about them. But
well, Brendan, if Ben Stiller can do it, so can you.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben Stiller is a lot busier than I am, let me tell you.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you've a story on the way about Uranus.
I do. Up first, though, This so mature. This curious case sounds like it's one for this fella.
Well, she's cooked her goose now.
An American man who was shot in the leg while laying in bed with a female friend.
Oh my gosh.
Claims
sorry, this took such a turn. I thought we were talking about planets.
He claims his dog was the one who pulled the trigger.
Really?
Yeah. So this fella, he's named Gerald with a J.
Oh.
Yeah. Gerald with a J from Memphis in Tennessee said he was quote unquote relaxing / talking with an unidentified woman in his bedroom.
Sorry.
At around 4 a.m. on Monday, just gone.
Really?
When his dog decided to jump up and get involved. Oreo, a 1-year-old pit bull terrier. Adorable. Oreo was so excited to join in the conversation that Gerald with the J claims that his little paw stepped on a gun lying on the floor, got stuck in a trigger, which caused the weapon to go off.
Oh, no.
Poor Gerald with the J, who was only relaxing / talking with the unidentified woman, was hit by the bullet and suffered a grazing wound to his upper thigh.
Ouch.
Before the paramedics arrived, Gerald's female and chatty friend reportedly fled the scene and took the gun with her.
What is going on there?
Gerald with the J's upper thigh.
It's his helmet and Louise.
Gerald with the J's upper thigh is fine, and police have marked the fiasco down as an accidental injury.
Right.
Now, there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there.
And poor Oreo getting the blame. Up next. Now, everyone just take a deep breath. Don't get too riled up. But you know the way we still can't tap a phone or a bank card to get on the bus or the train in Dublin.
It drives me wild.
We'll have an update for you.
Right.
Probably not the one you've been waiting for.
It's a 2040.
You're not far off. So a TD in Fingal West says humans will be living on Mars before there's contactless on Dublin bus.
Sorry. That is ridiculous.
Grace Boland, like the rest of us, not happy.
But you get the little portable machines now.
Ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Grace Boland isn't happy, just like the rest of us. She kicked off after the National Transport Authority said we might not now be able to tappa on the bus until 2028.
No.
They've been talking about this since at least 2014.
It's such a treat when you go to London for the weekend and you're tappa.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
People come here like, and they're like, sorry, what do you mean I can't tap my card or my phone? It is mortifying. Imagine all the millions of people that came here for Paddy's Day and they're like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. Like, so yeah, look, you can do it in London, you can do it in Milan. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, the Netherlands became the first country to go like fully contactless, like in every corner of the country. Like they can do it everywhere there, right? Anyway, Deputy Boland says that at the snail's pace we're going at, Elon Musk will have colonized Mars before we get contactless on the bus.
We'll wait and see.
She's also
joked. I wouldn't be shocked.
No, she's also joked that Man United will have built that big circus tent of a stadium.
Oh,
did you see this the other week? Before we get contactless. Now, she's also made the point that everyone has a smartphone. So she said, if we can't tap the card on the bus, will they bring in a digital Leap card that you have on your phone? Anyway, she's making more sense than anyone else. Finally this morning, sorry to break the news, but Uranus emits more heat than previously thought.
Really?
It's true. Scientists have found that Uranus emits more energy than it gets from the sun. Who was talking to us about moon bathing on the show? There was a listener that said they go moon bathing, and I don't know why, but I feel like that involves directing your backside.
You think it's doing the downward dog outside when there's a full moon.
With the moon.
More than one full moon.
Yeah.
Is that what you see in your mind?
That's what I see in my mind when someone says they're moon bathing. Two new studies contradict findings from the 1980s. So when Voyager 2 sped past Uranus in 1986, I'm so sorry, the spacecraft detected no significant excess heat.
Okay.
Yep. However, new observations reveal Uranus does radiate more energy than sunlight provides. A planetary scientist named Patrick is quoted was quoted as saying, Uranus is not as odd as we thought it was.
Okay.
It turns out the sun heats the planet less than previously thought, suggesting that Uranus must generate some heat.
You are
explain this temperature. I'm ridiculous. I'm so sorry. Another planetary scientist believes that heat could be left over from the planet's birth.
Really?
If you birthed an entire planet, I'd imagine Uranus would still be red raw too. That is Brendan's bit.
Oh dear, thank you for that, Brendan, I think.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.